Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio. Scooby said Rutrow. Shaggy said Zoinks. Velma said Jinkies. And Daphne said Jeepers. What did Fred say?
Fred says fuck.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. It's a nice long one.
A nice long weekend?
Yeah. You don't get one of those?
Why? What's going on Monday?
President's Day.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Do you get it off?
I didn't even know it was President's Day.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, yeah, no, now I remember. Yeah, I have school off on Monday. I'll probably just go to work. We got a lot of stuff that needs to get done.
Boo. Why are you going to work? Come on, man.
What? I've never been a president. I don't need to celebrate this day.
That's true. But take advantage of the fact that there are presidents and just take this day that
and
they're giving
you. And just not be at work?
Yeah.
It's not a terrible idea. I'll kick it around. We'll see what goes on.
Think about it. We are minus Kirsty today. She got to meet Pee Wee Herman today.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I got photographic evidence if you'd like to see.
Yes, I would absolutely like to see. Also, just in reference to your intro, Fred said, come on, gang. Let's split up and look for clues.
I'll go with Daphne.
Yeah,
you guys go in the basement.
You guys fuck off somewhere.
There she is with Pee Wee Herman himself.
Yes.
Pretty good meat.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, so she's got a pretty good excuse for not being here. And you've got an excuse for a possible sudden leave. Let's see. Robin called in sick, so Batman has you on call as his potential sidekick. So if this phone rings real loud,
then I have to get fucking scooting on to Gotham City.
Yep.
It's a bit of a scoot, and I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I believe it's somewhere in the Midwest, but I'm not actually sure.
Most likely.
You know, wait. It's by a harbor, isn't it? So it's got to be at least east or west coast.
Where the Batcave is?
No, where Gotham City is, right? It's on a harbor.
Gotham City, I've always... It's just been a synonym for New York City.
I've always thought of it as like Chicago.
It could be Chicago, too.
I thought Metropolis was like New York.
Metropolis does sound more New York-ish.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But in the Nolan movies, that shit was straight up New York.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no way around it.
Because they're cutting off bridges and, oh, no, we're on an island. What other city's got an island?
It's a fucking island.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah, they just blew up all the bridges and you're like, Gotham, huh? Yeah, get fucked.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Not for one second.
Yeah.
Good to have you here.
Yes.
You,
it's great to be here. Went snowboarding today.
You were shredding.
Shredding. No.
Is shredding what you do with snow?
Sure.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's take it.
I mean, the snow was pretty good, except for the nice layer of ice that was underneath it.
Oh, yeah?
Which is,
shit,
as I'm sure you can figure out, is not that great.
Just don't put your face directly into it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it turns out when you're sliding down it on a fucking flat board, your board doesn't catch very well, and you just go, ah!
Oh, yeah. No brakes on this train.
Yeah, no, it's a go train.
Awesome. So, did you do any black diamond shit, or what's your
no,
color?
Purple
squares?
Blue squares.
Blue squares.
Yeah, I'm more of a blue square guy. I can go down black diamonds. Don't expect me to do anything fancy down them.
Gotcha.
And this was my first run of the year, so taking it nice and slow.
You still got time.
Yeah, I still got...
Doesn't the snow last until, like, May around here?
February.
February
14th. Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine? I don't have one.
If you want, sure.
Hell
it's only
yeah.
going to be for an hour and a half anyway.
Awesome. Cut the camera.
cut the camera. Cut the show. We're going laser tagging. Fuck yeah.
Welcome to Valentine's Day.
That'd be fucking so... There's nowhere around here to do laser tag, is there?
No, Vancouver Mall, they just opened one up.
Shit, yeah. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I want to shoot some 10-year-olds in the face with fake lasers.
Dude,
man.
Did I tell you we went airsofting, too?
Yeah, you said you did that last week at night? Or
yeah.
It was indoors, though?
It was indoors, a big indoor range.
Where do you go for that?
It's down fucking...
The road.
Highway 14.
Okay.
Camas. That's the fucking area.
Oh, it's in Camas.
Oh, the old Camas area.
I know of that town, yes.
Yes.
Chief Camas founded it in 19-something.
Yes, Chief Camas of the... What tribe was he?
Well, the Kamas tribe. It's his own tribe.
The fucking Lewis River tribe. I don't know.
He founded everything.
Yeah, Chief Kamas. He rolled up.
The Blackfoot Lakotas.
What should we call our tribe? How about Kamas? And they're like, yeah, that shit's tight. Let's go with that.
Sounds pretty good. Hey, isn't your name Kamas? No.
What? Crazy how nature do that. Anyways.
Blame it on the spirits, man.
Yeah, but no, highly recommend airsofting.
Okay. No, blood was drawn.
A little bit of blood was drawn.
Some blood was drawn, okay.
Yeah, I had a couple of splits in my scalp, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Ew.
I have that.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, that's from a couple weeks ago. But no, I went, the first time I went airsofting was a couple weeks ago, and then I went again the week after.
Yeah.
The first week we went, that I had, like, a whole group of really close friends, and it turns out, I think everybody just, like, actually hates each other. Because we would, like, swarm
it's
out.
It's time
to...
for it all to come to the surface. It's healthier this
way. Yeah, no,
weapons.
So we would, like, everybody would, like, swarm to one area, and their guys would just, like, be lined up and just mow us the fuck down.
Oh, shit.
And then we'd go back to the respawn point and then just do it all over again. And the guys that were, like, in charge of the match, they're just making sure nobody was doing any, like, really dumb shit.
Right.
They thought it was fucking hilarious because we're all super homicidal and suicidal at the same time. So then when I went again...
In a plastic pellet sense, yeah.
Yeah. And then so I went again the next week with a couple of friends and then a bunch of their friends and whatnot.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a lot more fun when everybody's suicidal. Everybody's sitting there like peeking around corners and like trying to maneuver. I'm like, what? Just fucking run at them, dude. You're going to get shot.
Man.
It's not that big of a deal. Put your hand up. Go back to your spot. Repeat process. It's not that tough.
An airsoft bullet is like 1/50th of a real bullet, meaning it would take 50 of them for you to get shot like a real bullet. So there's no risk.
It's a science.
Just dive into it. The math checks out.
Yeah.
Come on.
You make sense.
So
how come they don't get it?
So I know with laser tag, computers keep track of all the scoring and tell you when you gotta go respawn and whatever. Mm-hmm. How does it work with airsoft? Is it electronic or do you just rely?
No, you shoot them. And then if they're a good player, they'll be like, you got me, I'm out. But if they don't, like, respond to it and they just, like, pretend like you didn't shoot them,
okay.
Shoot them again.
There you go.
And then again. And then when you pepper them enough, they go, ow, fuck, I can't take this anymore, you got me.
I really like it when there's an honor system with additional penalties on top of it for not following it.
Yeah, no, that's, like, my buddy that was playing with us. All right, look, I just got to be honest. This guy cheated the entire fucking time.
Let's call him out. His name?
Zach.
Fucking cheater.
Listen, I love him to death. I really do. I'm trying really hard to get him on this podcast.
Do it if you can. He may be able to get us to crack 200.
Dude, I'm really trying. But anyways, so...
Pin in the airsoft story. How are you pitching this show to this guy?
The pitch... You know how I say it to you? How I describe it in general?
How do you describe it?
An hour of us talking over each other and having a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. That's going to work for somebody. Just keep throwing it out there. Yeah.
No, he's a guy who he definitely likes to talk, and I just had to let him know, like, if you come on the show, that's great, but Renee is the host, you know?
Yeah. I try to direct conversation. I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm great at it, but shit, I'll do my fucking best, okay?
But yeah, no, he's a really good conversationalist. He'd be excellent on this show. He'd take my fucking job. I don't want him on this show.
Yeah, he might usurp you.
Dude, he might.
He's
taller than me, so that's not good.
Well, he can't usurp you because you got seniority.
Like, oh, yeah.
No coup happens that fast. You got to wait at least 2 or 3 years.
He just rolls up and like, all right, fucking scram. Like, oh, man.
Don't roll over for this guy. You'll be fine.
But yeah,
your position is secured.
All right, good.
But he's a dirty fucking cheater. Go.
Oh yeah. Listen, I love him to death. I really do. He's probably one of my best friends ever.
Zach, we like you,
but you're a dirty fucking cheater. But no,
confusing.
So he would like run around, and if you didn't actually like, you know what? Even if you did light him the fuck up. He would just duck behind cover, and you're like, come on, man, I fucking got you. Anyways, the amount of times he died, like, later he took a picture with his shirt off, and it looked like he had chicken pox. He had so many welts on him.
Mm.
I was like, dude, you said you died like a tenth of that many times.
Easily. Jesus Christ.
Whatever. We had a really good time. Everybody had fun.
That's good.
And at the time, I was a little bit peeved, but looking back, I mean, that's some man shit to get shot the fuck up and be like, nope, I'm going to stay right here and I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep getting shot.
Yep. But there's no padding, really.
I mean, you can wear a coat if you want to, but then it gets hot.
Yeah, it's not.
He wore a t-shirt and jeans. And then they have like those fucking face mask things. Whoa. Turns out they don't cover the top of your head, which is how I got shot in the skull 3 fucking times. And every single one of them bled. How did they shoot me directly on top of the head? We're all at eye level.
Do you think it'd be stupid if you wore the face mask, but also a bike helmet on top of that?
No, because there's people in hoodies that had that shit like cinched all the way up.
Oh, there you go.
And they were sweating their balls off.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point.
I just took my dose of Triactin and then just went for it.
Hey, I don't want any weird red helts on this forehead right here.
No, because it goes right there. It'll be underneath your scalp or on your scalp.
Yeah, maybe.
Under your hairline.
Right under the receding hairline. Perfect. Cha.
No,
right there.
I've seen your dad's hair. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be okay. Yeah. If I got a mix of my dad's hair and my grandpa's hair, yeah, dude, I'm set till I'm like 83.
And then that shit turns white, and you're like, what? No, I still have this full head of hair.
Nah, bro. It'll be Silver Fox sort of deal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's gonna be a Steve Martin. I will have regular colored hair until a really hard line in my life, and then it will all turn white at once. I'll be one of those dudes that wakes up and it's all white.
None of this like salt and pepper look for a while?
No, fuck that.
Yeah, you're gonna be red, red, white.
It's either gonna be like next day, wake up, super cartoony, whoa, like Leland and Twin Peaks, I'm insane now, and
this is
the sign. Yeah, or it'll just be like maybe a 2 or 3 day rollout from here to a little bit of salt and peppery, then it's just like snow with blood in it, and then it's pure white. That's probably what will happen.
And that's gonna be when you're 35.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's either that or I turn into Louis C.K. if I start eating bread again. So that's what'll happen. Bread sucks the energy out of your body.
Bread, the more you read about it, the more you're like, man, this shit sucks.
I mean, I get that our ancestors lived on it and shit, but that's because it's what they would eat when they couldn't murder an elk with a rock and eat it raw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a stopgap measure to meat. Meat is much preferred. Don't be shoving weird wheat sponges through your body.
Yeah, no, wheat. Now, we could talk about this all day, just different nutrition. Like, well, the caveman ate this. Like, yeah, well, the caveman also died pretty fucking quick. So, I mean, there's that.
Yep, the caveman died at age 40. Their teeth were in the teens.
Mm-hmm. They died from mouth infections, actually, from their teeth rotting out.
Fun!
Yay.
Yeah, that's the good
dude,
shit.
Dude, can you imagine getting an infection so bad in your mouth that you fucking die?
I can't really.
Dude, like, have you ever had a toothache?
Here and there, yeah.
You cannot ignore that. That shit is like, it's like a headache. It's like, you can't just like pass it off. That is your focus of the day, is this fucking tooth in your head and how much you want it out.
You ever seen a caveman take ibuprofen? Shit doesn't happen. They had to live with it.
They just like, fuck it. I guess I'll just sit here and be miserable for whatever life I have
no,
left.
No amount of ferns rubbed on your gums will stop a toothache. It just can't. It's not possible.
You know what? I'm actually really curious. Is there like a plant substitute for something like ibuprofen?
That's a good question.
Like, because I know like the Native Americans especially had so many different recipes that they made from all these different plants. Every so often, I have like a random fantasy about like getting sent like back 50,000 years in time, and I just have to survive. And so these are things I just want to know, just in case that happens.
Let's see. I would like to note that in my usual typos when searching things, I typed in "planty substitute ibuprofen." Just thought that should be mentioned. Okay. Newsmaven.io. It's Indian Country Today. Digital Indigenous News is their tagline. I think we can trust these ones.
Yeah, no, they get it.
Here we go. Number one is a ginger. Two is turmeric.
I've taken both of those, and they're not that effective.
Capsaicin?
I don't even know what that means. Isn't that spicy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, capsaicin is like the thing that causes spice in peppers. So I guess if you rub enough of that in your mouth, it will distract from the toothache.
Yeah.
Not necessarily make it disappear. Yeah. Valerian root.
That's out of Lord of the Rings. Move on.
Looks like a spider. Magnesium.
How do you just fucking pick up some magnesium?
You just crunch on some rocks, you know? Go down to the quarry. Yo, bro, I need some magnesium.
And they'll be like, hell yeah, here you go.
The only problem with it is you can only buy it by the cubic yard. So it's basically a lifetime supply when you go there once.
Hey, light it on fire. See what happens.
I've never heard of this one before. Cat's claw.
They sell that in The Witcher 3. Move on.
So another fake herb.
Boswellia. Same thing. Move on.
Commonly known as Indian frankincense. Okay.
Indian. Okay.
Number 8, white willow bark.
Okay, I think I have some of that out back. Moving on.
Yeah, just scrape it right off the tree. Don't confuse it with birch or
Face will don't get dark willow bark because that's a bad time.
Yeah, no, that's doesn't that send you down the road to dysentery or constipation? One or the other.
Or a dogwood bark.
Oh, yeah, what does that do?
It just tastes like a dog. You get a lot of fur in
your teeth. Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey, I know from experience, dogs taste terrible. Don't.
When did you eat a dog?
I'm not telling you.
All right, moving on.
Number 9, essential oils.
Get fucked. Delete this page.
Was this an ad?
Yeah. They chamomile, lavender, or sage into temples, chest, or...
Sorry.
You know what? There might be something to be said about that. Aromatherapy.
Have you tried it?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Is it effective?
Depends on the smell.
Just...
Like,
they got this new candle for aromatherapy is just fart.
But it's only for your enemies. Don't use it on yourself.
He goes, what the fuck is that? So now you're not stressing about anything else. You're stressing about this nasty ass fucking scent that's permeating your house.
Oh, shit. It's aroma anti-therapy. No, it's aroma assault. It's not therapy. It's aroma assault. There you go.
It kills your nose. It kills your nostrils, so you can't smell anything else. Anything that might set you off, no dice. This is gone.
This is our new product line. I think we can do this. We got fart candles. We've got diarrhea perfumes. Mm-hmm. We got a car hanger. It looks exactly like those pine trees that you would normally expect, mm-hmm. but you hang it up, and it just smells like a baby's diaper. It's amazing.
We de fart.
Is that the title?
Yeah, that's the name of our cologne.
There we go.
We de fart.
Shit, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And then the scent can be like, so you know when you've been like hiking all day and you've been holding back a shit, but you don't want to shit in the woods.
Yeah.
And then you're hiking a lot, so you're all sweaty because it's July. And then you rip a fart, like you gamble on a fart and you just barely pass the test of not shitting your pants. And then that smell hits and you're like, what the fuck is that?
You realize how close you were.
Yeah. That's what it smells like.
Oh, man. That's a very specific one. Did I ever tell you about the time, I don't know if I did this one on the show, that I shit my pants jumping off a scissor lift?
No, you didn't tell me this one.
So this is good. You'll love this. Right. So it was like no nonsense. That I didn't even know that there was anything dangerous brewing in the GI tract. Dude. But it was just a very routine. I was in a scissor lift. I brought it all the way down, real safe. And I just did a casual jump off the back of it, off the scissor lift onto the asphalt.
As you do.
And I did the, you know, like the knee bend that you normally do so you don't shatter your knees. And as I was coming back up, there was a shift. There was a release that I did not expect. And instantly in my mind, you know, like in Spy Kids, how they got those 3D maps and they're all green and shit and they got those lines everywhere. One of those appeared in my mind with a red line tracing me to the nearest bathroom. And I went there very fast, very briskly. I don't think anyone suspected me. I kind of wish I had seen the camera footage just to know what my pace was like.
I want to know what your facial expression was. You just hit and you're just like...
Oh, it was a face of pure concentration and slight embarrassment. And here's what I did. I get into the bathroom.
Was it like this?
Yeah, probably. It was just like, okay, I know what I need to do. I can't walk with too great a stride or this is going to become way worse. I gotta go quick, but walk like a penguin. Just short, tight, tight formation. Let's go.
And march.
I get into the stall and do a quick assessment. There's nothing I can do for the undergarments. It's a lost cause at this point. So what do you do?
You flush them.
No, you don't flush them.
Oh.
You pull your pants down, you take your pocket knife out of your pants that you carry with you at all times, naturally.
Yes.
And you cut your dirty chonies all from around you. You just cut the leg holes and then you stuff the chonies into a toilet paper roll, and then you throw that in the trash. The end. And then I went commando for the last 3 hours of the day, and
nobody suspected a thing.
Nobody suspected a thing. No, it was fine.
That's so fucking good.
But I gotta say, commando in Carhartt jeans is
not
ideal. It's uncomfortable at best.
Not ideal.
No, not really. There's far better garments to do that in.
My older brother shit himself at church one time. That was so fucking funny. We got there early for whatever we got there early for.
To get some free bread. That's why I get there.
Make the communion toast crunch. Did you see that?
No, what's that? Okay, give me. Come on.
No,
I can picture it perfectly, though. It's just all the communion wafers in a bowl, and they pour milk over it. Is that it?
They don't pour the milk over it.
No.
Wait for it.
Okay, all right. He's giving me something good. He's Mixed Master Meme. He's
one
pulling
second.
One out of the rack for you. I need
communion
the memes.
Communion toast crunch.
The knee memes to survive. The screen brightness is kind of low. I'm going to turn that up a bit. Sorry. Okay. Let me see. When you sin too much, try Communion Toast Crunch. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it is a packaged box of Kavanaugh communion wafers with wine being poured over them. I completely expected milk, but of course, you have to keep with the theme.
Communion Toast Crunch.
Only the blood of Christ gets poured over his own body. Makes sense.
This is true. But yeah, Communion Toast Crunch. Where were we? Shitting yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
That's the only time that I care to admit about shitting myself.
We'll get it out of you. We'll get more out of you later. I mean, how many episodes are we in? Like 4,000?
This will be 403, I believe.
Yeah, no. Give it another
4,003, I mean.
Give it another 400 episodes. We can make it happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let me just
verify
that.
We left our phones in the car because we were, I forget, like 13 or 14 or something.
Back when you could leave your phone in a car without feeling an extreme sense of anxiety.
Oh, yeah, no, it was totally fine. We had those old flip phones.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, how old was I when I was, how old was I when I was 13? What year was
it? You were seven.
Yeah, the math checks out.
Yeah.
No, what year was that? When I was 13, let's see, that'd be 12 years ago, so like 2008.
Okay.
Ish.
Fits.
So anyways, leave my flip phone in the car. None of this is relevant to the story. Anyways.
It's so, background. You got to do it.
Yeah, my older brother saw some of his friends, so he fucking boot scoot and boogied out of there. So me and my little brother go to sit with my mom. And then older brother doesn't come sit with us at church. We're like, huh, maybe he just went to sit with his friends.
He fell behind.
Weird. Anyway, so I get out to the car, and I have like six text messages and like three missed calls. And so does my little brother.
Uh-oh.
And I see the missed calls, and I look at the text messages, and it's like, hey, where are you? Hey, come out to the car. Come out to the fucking car.
Oh, the progression of desperation. That's good.
No, so yeah, at some point, I still don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
He was out in the parking lot, and he straight up just fucking shit his pants. And he's like, so he waddles his way over to the bathroom. He sits in the stall, and he takes his underwear off, and he's like, I can't save these.
No, you can't.
There's like some like in his fucking pants and everything, like it's super gross.
Ooh.
So he just like waits till nobody's in the bathroom, wraps him up in a bunch of toilet paper and just throws it away. He's like, I don't know what else to do.
That's what I would have done.
Then he calls our aunt and is like, hey, are you at church? She's like, oh, we're heading there right now. We're about to be there in probably like 2 minutes. He's like, okay, I'm in the parking lot and I could really use your help. Gives her the whole rundown. It has been 12 fucking years and she won't let him forget it. It's so funny.
Oh my God. But she saved his life.
Saved his life.
Oh man.
She just picked him up and they ran to the store and he, like, I think she bought him like a Rockstar and like new underwear. I think new pants too. And she was with,
oh wow,
her and my uncle. They paid for everything because this was like the funniest thing they'd ever heard in their entire lives.
Oh yeah, I mean,
so good.
You just you put as much money on the table as you can to be as much of a part of the story as you can.
Oh, a story like that, you have to be.
It must happen.
Can you imagine? So you're driving to church, normal Sunday afternoon
or
morning, whatever time it was. And so on your way there, you get a call from your nephew. You're like, huh, I haven't heard from him in a while. I didn't even know he had my number. All right, let's answer it. Hey, are you on your way
to church?
This
could only go well.
All right, yeah, for sure. What's going on? So I shit my pants.
And you're the only one that can help me. Because anyone else that can help me is already in church already, and they won't talk to me.
And I'm just not going to go in there. Go in there waddling in, poopy pants and everything, just like, damn,
yeah,
I gotta leave.
I gotta say, in the event of a pants shitting, there is no pair of underwear that I would even attempt to save. There's no pair of underwear that I like well enough to try to save.
Nope.
With a bunch of crap in it.
Nope.
Into the trash, no matter what. It is disposable.
There is, yeah, I, what, you know what? How much is Gucci underwear?
That's not real. Come on.
I guarantee it is.
Where? They just better have their own page for it, because I don't want to dig for this. Gucci underwear for men for sale on eBay?
Yeah.
Gucci boxers at Macy's.
How much is it?
Let's see. Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein. Where the hell is Gucci?
Gucci.
Are you fucking kidding? Okay, Gucci. Receive complimentary two-piece gift with any large spray perch. What? No, these are all scents now.
Okay, well, anyways.
Gucci men underwear, boxer briefs, 13.
What? Those aren't, they can't be Gucci.
That's fake. They just have Gucci.
Yeah, no, even like the Calvin Klein ones that were like $42, I wouldn't save those.
Oh, here we go. Nordstrom. That's going to happen.
Yeah, Nordstrom. Ooh,
socks?
Gucci socks?
You can get, what the fuck?
Is it one sock for $100?
I fucking hope so.
Here's $100. I would like my Gucci socks, please. All right, here's one.
It only shows one in the picture. I think it's only one sock for $100. Well, logo socks is the title. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. Fool me once. Shame on you.
And by the way, if you don't have a foot size between 5.5 and 8.5, fuck you. You can't buy these socks.
Keep your $100. We don't give a fuck.
This is ridiculous.
Made in Italy, though. So that's...
Ooh, Italy. Yeah.
It's made out of cotton... All the nylon and what's that last word? I can't see it. Elastane.
Were you seeing this?
Underneath details and care. First bullet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. That's a word I've never seen before. Elastane.
You know what? That's probably why it's so fucking expensive.
Spandex. It's spandex.
It's made out of nylon, cotton, and spandex. Get Jeez. Fucked, Gucci.
Italy, the well-known country for really expensive clothes, Lamborghinis, creative racism, salami, and, lame pizza.
Lame pizza.
Our pizza's better. I know you guys invented pizza, but... We made it better.
The student became the master, motherfucker.
Just accept it already.
You know what? I'm going to start spelling fucking bootleg Gucci shit. I'm going to spell it G-O-O-C-H-I.
Gucci.
No, Gucci. G-O-O. That is C-H-I.
Yeah, you're right. Shit, I mean, whoever's doing these fake Gucci boxers may potentially make a ton of money. Look at this. He's trying to sell these for $1,300.
Wait, how many are in there?
Just looks like four. Gucci men boxer briefs, U.S. seller, fast shipping, size.
You know what? If I paid $1,300, I don't know, what's the math on that? $1,300 for four.
So about
$300, $400?
Yeah, call it like 300 and...
Something.
$325, yeah.
Okay.
For one pair of boxers.
I would save those if I shit them.
Yeah, then it's worth it.
Yeah, then it's worth it.
Well, that was the point. That's why we looked these up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we've come full circle.
Whoa.
Can you believe this? For the first time in the show, we found the fucking point.
No, we could barely call that a full circle. That's like, that circle was the size of a fucking dime, okay? That took place within 3 minutes.
We're so dumb.
but we feel great about it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. No, we're having a good time.
Oh, look. You can go on a payment plan. $55.
For 24 months?
24 months, yeah.
You know what else I could do with $55 for 24 months?
What could you do with $55 for 24 months?
Buy a shitty car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would rather have a shitty car than four pairs of Gucci underwear.
Every once in a while, I see a shitty car on the side of the road that's got like a sub $1,500 price.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, man, I should just fucking buy it and do the Top Gear thing and pressure everyone else into doing it. It's still a dream of mine. A really frustrating out dream.
Once all of us are a little more financially stable,
yes,
that'll be the thing.
Absolutely.
But until then...
Where do we go? though? I mean, we leave from here, obviously.
You can go to a government camp down in Oregon and just drive the trails.
Oh, that might be
They have
fun.
Like mudding trails that like all the rednecks take their fucking 4x4s through.
I was thinking a longer distance than that.
Oh, you're trying to like
beyond Oregon, like Vegas.
Go to Vegas and just like hit the desert and go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, drive around in the desert, but just see if we could make it to Vegas. Count how many times the cars break down.
And then when we get there,
we sell them for plane tickets.
Dude, we can scrap them for plane tickets.
Yeah, we absolutely could.
You get like $50 and then you just fly home.
Exactly. Is that how much a plane ticket costs in Vegas?
Dude, it's not much.
Thanks, Al Capone.
Thanks.
Is he the guy that did that?
I don't know. It was definitely the Mafia before they got kicked out of Vegas for killing too many fucking people.
Probably. Thanks, Mr. Mafia.
Thank you, Mr. Mafia.
The founder of the Mafia.
Dude, they have a whole Mafia museum in Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I went there. And I don't remember a goddamn thing, but I do remember it was fucking awesome.
Because you were stoned off your ass, right?
No, that wasn't this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
another
time. That was later.
Okay, gotcha.
Still can't believe I got high with my Uber driver. That's so fucking awesome.
You gave him 5 stars, though, right?
Oh, I gave him 5 stars and a fat tip.
That's good. You know they can rate you, too.
Good, because after I threw up in that one Uber...
Oh, that was really... a zero for sure.
No, it's all right. It's on Drew's account. I don't care.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
It wasn't my account.
You know they get money if you puke in their car?
Yeah, I didn't know. I think you told me it was like $150, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I still remember telling your dad that I puked in an Uber. I thought he was going to kill me.
Yeah, he's he's part of that world now.
Yeah, he's like, know? Hey, you motherfucker.
I wonder how many people he rates. It's not even required to do.
No,
is
not
it?
Even, not at all. But it just pops up right there, and you're like, oh, this is a good ride, 5 star.
Yeah. But if you do anything below 4 stars, like that might as well be 0.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you didn't use your turn signal that one time. I'm going to give you a 3. You're basically trash.
Dude,
now.
Less than a 5 star is a bad rating.
That's so fucking weird, though.
Right?
Why not just
be
make
like
it 10 stars? Is that too many stars?
Like, yeah, no, like 4 or 3 stars is still, you know, pretty good. It should be, but if it's less than 5, it's terrible.
The economy is all fucking out. The rating economy is completely out of whack.
Dude, did I tell you when we were down in Vegas, me and Brooks, after one of our nights out? Oh no,
is that Batman?
No.
Okay, we're good.
Something else.
Okay,
but
Brooks was doing a thing.
Yeah, no,
he was accosting a hooker on the side of the road.
No, we actually looked for hookers, but the nearest one that we could find was that fucking Diamond Palace or whatever. That's like, it was like 4 hours away. We're like, we're not making that fucking drive.
Yeah, that's the you got weird jurisdictional shit down there.
Yeah, nah. It was I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah.
Brooks
so
was doing a thing.
Remember the Mandalay Bay shooting?
Yeah.
We went to the Mandalay Bay Hotel and then we walked in the fire escape like all the way up to the floor.
Oh, yeah. You told this before.
Yeah. And it was closed from the inside. But then when we got an Uber at like 5 a.m. on our way back to our Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
the guy that picked us up, Brooks, asked him, he's like, hey, man, you remember Mandalay Bay? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, dude, I was there. I was like, what?
Like in the bay?
They're like, hey, run that back. He's like, no, because like after the shooting happened, a bunch of people just like wanted the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So he was one of the Uber drivers that pulled up and was like driving people out of there.
Ah. There
yeah,
you
no,
go.
So we listened to his story about like some girl that he picked up and she's sitting there just like obviously trying to collect herself. She was unhurt.
Yeah.
But finally he's like driving and he just like pulls over and just stops and he like looks at her like, hey, take whatever time you need. It's okay. And she just broke down right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was just like hearing that story from like firsthand from a dude who was like there. Like, damn.
It's pretty smart of these Uber driver guys, though. No, like, I bet they got feeds. Subscribe that they're subscribed to on their phone for any major disaster, and if it happens in their area,
mm-hmm.
they are one of the only ones driving towards it pick up people and capitalize on their misfortune to take them out.
But no, like when he picked this girl up, he like ran over, picked her up, and there was still gunfire like several blocks away because
damn.
She fucking hauled ass out of there, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah, no, just like the whole story. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Can we go past the weed shop? Yeah, they had a 24.
I got to take the edge off that story, man.
24-hour weed shop is fucking awesome.
24 hours?
Right?
Come on. They don't even do that around here.
I know.
That's
They're
weird.
Just like, hey, if you want to stock up, better do it soon.
And I keep hearing that like we're one of the coolest places as far as like how nice our stores are.
Yeah.
Like I know Chicago recently just did it, and every picture I've ever seen of their dispensaries, they have to call them dispensaries for some reason. I don't know why, but it's like a bank, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But like a mob bank where you get your ID checked by a guy with a gun at the door, and then you get it checked by another guy also with a gun past the door, and then you finally buy it, and then there's another guy who checks the ID again, and he's like behind a glass barrier, and he doesn't have a gun, but he looks like he could have some other kind of weapon in case
just
you fuck
ready
up.
To rock.
Yeah. It's just really locked down and nobody trusts anybody.
Dude, give it like 5 years and it's gonna be like alcohol is now. I'm like, what's up, you 21? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Didn't even have to take, I still take out the card instinctively. Because I know as soon as I walk, that happened when I bought this today.
You have to have that card ready to rock.
As soon as I walked in, I could feel the looks being burned into the side of my head as I looked at the bourbon shelf. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah,
they're
hold
looking,
your
they're
fucking...
Like, you're like, yeah, no, I've got my fucking ID, idiot.
I'm making my selection. Yeah, and they got a sign on the inside of the door that says, we don't serve teens.
And you're like, okay.
I bet you have before. You just wouldn't, you would never fess up to it.
Yeah, no, because that's a crime.
Yeah. Don't admit to crimes. Acknowledge them with a sideways look and a wink.
Like, damn, that looks like a crime right there. Yeah. Wonder who did it. And then just walk away.
Flick your cigarette onto the gasoline pile and out you go. That's a fuck of an entrance.
That's a fuck of an entrance.
I mean an exit.
No, that's an entrance.
Oh, yeah. If you enter the room blowing something up, you've got everyone's attention.
Like, goddamn, this guy, I don't know what he's going to say, but I want to hear it.
You got that much confidence, you never have to show your ID to anybody.
Right.
Just throw a firecracker in the middle of the club floor. Yeah, I'm fucking here.
What's up? Car blows up outside as soon as you're walking in the front door. Like, what is that? You're like, ain't shit. And then you just keep moving.
Don't worry about it, man. Let's go get a drink. The end.
Dude, speaking of weed, did you ever listen to Tom Segura, the comedian, his stand-up?
No.
So he was
I don't listen to stand-up.
Dude, Tom Segura, his deadpan humor, so fucking funny. So he was telling
this
story.
What's so funny about it?
That.
I see what I
No, did. He was telling a story. Yeah. He's like, when he was a teenager, so his dad went to Vietnam, right? This is relevant for the story later.
Okay.
And yeah, so he's talking to him when he's like a teenager. He's like, Dad, what's your thoughts on weed? He's like, you know what? One time I went to a party when I was in high school. Somebody pulled out a marijuana cigarette. I said, nah, I'm out of here. He's like, all right, fucking nerd. Do you have any other great stories you want to share about weed? He's like, yeah, so this one time I was in Vietnam and one of the locals was trying to sell weed to my Marines. So I threw him on the ground and shoved my M16 in his face and said, if I ever see him again, I'm going to fucking kill him. He's like, Jesus, dude, do you have any stories in between?
God damn.
Right? There's such a disparity there.
I got to say, the only reason that I know Tom Segura is because he has the ugliest podcast studio in the history of podcasts.
Oh, he totally does. Your mom's house?
Yes.
Great podcast. Him and his wife are...
No, it's
just,
not.
Dude, him and his wife are just goofballs, and I love them.
In a bad way.
Dude, I love them. I don't care.
Did they ever fix the studio? Because I know what they were trying to do was like dim the lights and be like, please don't look at the mustard walls and the fucking the Denny's table and
Dude,
all this shit.
They don't give two fucks. I think Tom Segura is my favorite comedian.
You gotta give a little bit of a fuck though. Like I wish almost none of this was here, honestly.
What? What are you doing this weekend? We can repaint it.
Yeah, we can repaint it, but man, with what money? You know?
Paint's not that expensive.
Paint is not that expensive. But I want to do other things that I don't have money for right now.
That's fair.
For one thing, there should be a giant-ass TV behind me. That's going to be hard to do.
Why? Why do we need a giant-ass TV?
To display content. Is that what we have here? Yeah, sometimes. People got to
see
our web searches in full view. There it is.
Dude, they can fuck... You just click the thing and that's all they can see.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. I don't know. I just want a couple more cameras. I don't necessarily need a big-ass TV.
Yeah.
I want one
you
camera.
You know how we do that? We get sponsorships, Renee.
Fuck no, I don't.
Dude, how hard...
They'll compromise my message of nothing.
What? We open this up with like, this shit is sponsored by ExpressVPN. We say 2 minutes about ExpressVPN, and then we talk about our dumb shit, and we make, I don't know, how much money do they make? Probably enough.
Enough to pay for one episode.
Enough for us to fucking make another episode next week, which we were going to do anyway, but now we get some dumbass to fucking...
I'll only do sponsorships if I'm allowed to make fun of the product, which I don't think is going to...
Dude, Mike Bloomberg, that fucking... Is he a Congress candidate?
Bloomberg?
Yeah.
He's a...
In New York.
I think he's just a money man. I don't think he...
No, he's running...
He held office at one point.
No, he's running for some kind of office in New York.
Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg, this guy? Hello.
Yeah.
I'm Michael Bloomberg. He was the mayor of New York until 2013.
No, he's running for something right now.
Oh. He's got a nomination for the Democratic Party.
Oh, for the presidential election.
Yeah, he might be kicked out, though.
Yeah, no. Anyways, he fucking sponsored a bunch of meme pages that I follow.
This guy, really?
Yeah, I don't know if it was to, like, sort... It was, like, to endorse him, but at the same time, all of the memes that they shared of Mike Bloomberg were just, like, text conversations and all of them saying that his vibe was whack. Dude, like...
What the fuck?
I read one, and I was like, what? Are you for or against this guy? And then the thing is, like, ads paid for by Michael Bloomberg, and I was like, oh, well, that's wild. Dude, there's, like... a shitload of meme pages.
So he's participating in memetic warfare.
Dude, seriously. And they're all, and all of them just say, nah, your vibe is whack. How is this going to win you the election, dude?
Because it shows he's self-aware, I suppose.
And he's down with the youth, I suppose.
I won't do any shit like that. Don't accept money from anybody that has ever held political office, because it proves that you are accepting money from someone with a broken mind. A mind that craves power above all else.
I know, but
at nothing to acquire it.
He also has like $69 billion.
Yeah, that's part of the disease.
Yeah. You know what? If I had $69 billion, the last thing I'd want to be is like in charge of the biggest country in the world, you know?
I don't want to do that. If I had $69 billion, you know what I would do?
Fuck off.
I'd spend $68.9 billion of that.
Yeah.
And just have the remainder to fuck off to Acapulco or something.
Dude, seriously.
I don't need that much.
$69 billion, I'll just buy Acapulco. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I hereby propose that for the remainder of Michael Bloomberg's campaign, we bully him into giving us money because he has too much fucking money. Join us for the 2020 Too Much Fucking Money Party. Or no, it's called the You Have Too Much Fucking Money Party.
Yeah,
give us some thank you.
Yeah, we'll just bully him into paying us off.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Yeah, yeah. All of our 200 subscribers. Fuck you, Michael Bloomberg. You won't give us money.
Everybody tweet spam him. Burn down his house. Don't burn down his house. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no.
You can blow up one of his cars. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he has more.
Yeah, come on.
Find like the most expensive one and then get the one that's right under that. That's like a little bit less expensive and then
cars.
Blow up that one.
It does not show what cars he has.
I bet you he doesn't have a driver's license. Fucking nerd.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
Oh, I've got $69 billion, but I can't pass a simple fucking driver's exam. Fucking nerd.
Oh, and this is interesting. He was mayor of New York, elected January 1st, 2002. So you know the only reason he got elected was because he played on people's fears after 9/11.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. He's a scum man. I know nothing about him, but I know he's a scum man. And I know he invented a weird keyboard, but...
Wait, when did he become a billionaire? That's what I'm curious about. Scroll up a little bit.
Oh, did that say when it happened?
I don't know.
February 2020, 9th richest person in the United States and 12th richest in the world. Net worth estimated at $61.8 billion. It doesn't explicitly say when
he became a billionaire. Okay, so him being mayor didn't actually... Wait, whereby billionaires pledge to give away at least half their wealth. Bloomberg has given away 8.2.
You're not doing a very good job.
Dude, you can suck my balls. If I become a billionaire and they're like, hey, sign this and give away your money, like, what?
Come on.
Work harder, motherfucker. This is my money.
Well,
They're going to be like, what are you going to do with that many $1 billion? Like, whatever I want, because it's my $1 billion, you fucking idiot.
You gotta spend it. Put it back in the economy, man.
Well, suck my economy. I'm a fucking billionaire.
Don't just give it away. I mean, we want him to give it away to us. That's fine.
Yeah, we got to bully him into paying us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those memes that you're posting, just wait until those memes get a slightly darker twist to them.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to think of that.
I'm going to start a meme page. I'm going to call it Bully, what's his name? Michael Bloomberg.
Bully Bloomberg 2020.
Bully Bloomberg until he gives us money.
Yeah, exactly. I lost the letters.
Bully Bloomberg.
Bully Bloomberg until BBUHGUM.
Yeah.
Something like
2020. And it's just going to be that. Then, like, what's my bio on my Instagram page going to see? I need you to tag me in everything that's anti-Michael Bloomberg until he fucking gives us a bunch of money.
And honestly, it doesn't have to be that much money. I'm not asking for $1 billion here.
Yeah, no, just
like at minimum, I want $50 from Michael Bloomberg. I just want a check from him with his name on it to hold up for the camera.
2 TGIF radios, 4 stop bullying me, please.
Come on. Dude, make that happen.
$50.
You'll never fucking miss it.
Right?
Yo, weird lizard man.
Fucking.
Look at that. You know there's a lizard living in his skull.
Old ass white man, 108th mayor of New York City looking ass.
That, look at this over
freaking
here.
Freaking dumbass trying to buy off meme pages looking ass.
This is not a regular cheek wrinkle. That is like, you know.
Yo, those are gills.
Those are either gills or, you know, like when you put Elmer's glue on something and you let it partially dry and then you push it a little bit and it wrinkles. That's what's happening to his face. The skin didn't quite stick to his scales.
Just bad Botox.
Exactly. That's precisely what it is.
Bad Botox or the skin didn't stick to his scales. Which one is more likely? Scales.
Yeah. In my experience, I would say.
He's 78? Dude, you're old and retired. Go be old and retired.
Old and retired and spend all your money.
He looks fantastic for an almost 80-year-old. Go.
It ain't bad, but you know that's...
Go bang a supermodel or something. I don't know. Whatever it is you guys do.
You know that's the teenage organ transplants that he gets on the annual.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got his very own infant blood farm.
Oh, yeah. It's out there.
He stole my idea first.
Don't trust any of the political office people. Seriously,
yeah, no.
If you are part of that fucking world, I cannot understand how you are or that world that you live. It does not matter to me anymore. It is of no importance.
Yeah, the more I listen to politics, the more I just realize nothing's getting done, and I don't fucking care anymore.
Nope, we're just on a weird spinning rock. And it's really funny that we're on this rock.
Yeah, nihilism for the win.
Yay!
I've been doing a bunch of studying into Russia's culture and history.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of...
Nihilism's out there?
Nihilism's out there, for sure. Big fan.
I like how we're making it sound like nihilism's a race.
Look at all those fucking nihilists
out
there.
All those nihilisms out there, yeah.
Yeah, can't fucking stand their
kind.
But
yeah, who said... Everyone thinks that nihilism is like, nothing matters. I like to think of it as like, nothing matters!
That's the internet today.
Hey!
The internet today is fucking classic nihilism.
Just doing it for fun,
you
man.
Don't have to be
Jesus.
Sad about it. You just have to be like, hey, nothing matters, so we're going to do what we can with this little bit of time that we have for the shit that doesn't mean anything.
Just be goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's a good time. Hey.
Fucking nihilism is the way.
I might say on this show that I'm going to throw a rock in the Pope's window tomorrow. Does that mean it's going to happen? No. Jesus.
Shit, maybe.
I might go... I
haven't even booked my flight yet.
That's true, yeah. How much is a flight to Vatican City? Too much, probably.
Does Vatican City even have an airport? Can you look that up?
It doesn't. I guarantee it doesn't. It's too small.
It's...
Vatican City's got a population of less than 1,000 people.
Yeah, how is it its own fucking thing, by the way?
Let's find out. You want to learn about Vatican City?
Yeah, let's learn something.
Let's go. All right. Vatican City is a... Oh my god, move this fucking logo out of my way. Shit. All right.
Oh, we don't care about the geography or the history or the economy.
Not really. Population 2017 estimate.
Sport? I'm really curious about that.
Where's sport? Oh, here we go. There is a football championship called the Vatican City Championship with 8 teams, including, for example, the Swiss Guards FC Guardia and police and museum guard teams.
I can just see a bunch of priests out on the basketball court just like crossing up a bunch of kids. Like, in Jesus' name, I'll break those ankles. And they fucking...
Exactly. Oh, shit. Let me see. So, yeah, it's just its own little nation state
right
inside
there.
Of Italy.
What's its square mileage?
Don't
give me kilometers. I hate kilometers.
Don't you fucking say it.
What? That's not
0.17 square miles.
Where are you seeing that? Oh, shit. Okay, I was looking at population. That was dumb. Yeah, 0.17 square miles.
That's...
You know...
Let me do the... How many square feet is that?
Let's find out. Hang on. 0.17 square miles to feet. That many. That's square feet, though. Do you want 0.7 distance?
No, I want to find out what's the length. You know what? Divide that by 2.
The square feet thing?
Yeah.
Divided by 2. 2,369,664 feet.
So how many? What?
Well, I don't
Wait,
think...
that doesn't make any fucking sense.
You don't want to divide it by 2, though. You
want
to say...
I want the length and the width.
You want length and width?
Yeah, I want to see how long it is.
No, there's ways to do that. I promise. Okay,
that just seems like a lot of feet, you know?
Yeah, well, that's because we're doing the math wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's late, and we're not here to do math.
We're here to make ourselves laugh.
All right, so here's Italy. Vatican City. Right over here. Okay. I can't even tell where
I think it's the green one.
Okay, that's the border of it. So, fuck. What was the secret way to measure distance on Google? I know there was a goddamn way. Oh, measure distance. Okay, so you want straight across?
No, like strength, length, and width.
Okay, we'll do, so let's...
Right there to down, straight down. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty good. That's pretty close.
All right, so that is, what are we looking at here? 2,500 feet, almost on the nose.
Okay, how wide is that?
Let's see. We can cancel that. We'll do a measure distance of width. Oh,
we're good.
Where the fuck is it? All right, come on. Here we go. And let's call that 3,250 feet width. So 2,500 by 3,250.
You can walk around that in like, I don't think that'd even take you an hour.
Nope, not even. Be so fucking quick.
How many secrets are hidden in that fucking,
At least 40. That's my guess.
Shit, there's gotta be at least 9.
Come on, man. I mean, there's like, okay, I'm pretty sure they got a finger bone of a saint in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got catacombs.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
No, and then they got that big fucking library that they don't let anybody look at.
Yeah, the forbidden books section. That's where it is, dude.
Dude, what kind of forbidden books? Is it like when Lord of the Flies got pulled off the fucking shelves in elementary schools?
Maybe. I'm thinking, like, this is very Da Vinci Code-ish.
Yeah.
But hidden gospels, ones that they didn't put in the Bible that were edited out.
Ooh.
I bet those are in there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Probably maybe books by other religions they didn't want to get out.
There's, like, a Muslim one. They're like, fuck, this makes a lot of sense. Get rid of it.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. I bet they, well, no, Shroud of Turin's somewhere else. Shit.
You know what? They've proven that the Shroud of Turin that they have is fucking fake.
How'd they do that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a scientist. I just read the headline they figured and then I moved
out,
on.
I gotta guess, though. They probably figured out how to get a 3D image of whatever face was put on that thing, and they were like, oh, shit, this doesn't look anything like how we pictured Jesus.
I think they carbon dated it to, like, 1200 or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's totally... That's broken then.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about that.
I don't know. I'll have to look more into it, but I'm not a historian. Drew is, so we'll
they may. I think in Vatican City, they also have the core of the apple that Eve ate. They've got a few planks of that arc for sure. They got some teeth of that whale that Jonah was kicking it with.
They got the knife that Abraham used to almost murder his son.
Yep.
Because God told him to.
Exactly.
And then they got a real live drowned person from the time of the flood. A frog from the plagues in Egypt.
Oh, shit.
His shit's still alive.
Locust farm. Just in case they need to bring it back, you know?
Like, damn, the world's doing pretty good. Let's release the locusts.
Let me see.
Can we get Google Street View? I want to...
You want to Street View the Vatican?
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
I've never really had any...
We can Street View around the Vatican. There are a few 3D spots inside the Vatican, too.
All right, I'll take the 3D spots inside.
Let's... How about in the green area?
Sure.
All right. Wherever the hell we are here.
Hell yeah.
There's a tour. Here is...
Do they have armed guards in there?
Yes. They definitely do.
How armed?
At least with spears. I don't know if they have guns. Here, let's you know what? We could better answer that question by finding the front door. There's at least one front door. Let's try.
Right. You know, that looks pretty promising.
Let's see.
What the fuck? Where's this?
I don't actually know. There's a McDonald's here.
What? Hell yeah.
Borgio Pio, 93, yay. I think that's actually the door.
Right here, right.
Which one do you want? Around here?
Go here, get the Google Street View guy.
Yep.
It's right there. You see those, there's six or seven of them clustered together?
This whole up here?
Yeah, I think that would be the outside, or at least the front door.
You want outside or inside?
Let's go outside. That's where the guards would be.
All right, let's try this one. Might be direct line of sight here. All right, so that is...
This isn't quite as busy as I'd anticipated.
No, not really.
Yo, little mama, who's that?
Oh, there's a creepy faceless lady there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an alien.
That's a fucking alien.
I cannot actually tell where the front... Well, I'm assuming... Well, that is the Vatican. I'm looking right at the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
This is where he comes out and is all like, I'm awesome, you're not. Amen. No one else wears red shoes but me.
I got a sick hat.
Hosanna in the highest.
I'm the highest in the room.
The only reason I say cool shit is because of the dank weed in the basement.
This shit's 2,000 years old. Jesus was a pot farmer. They got Jesus' personal stash.
The purest strain sent from on high.
Dude, it's just nothing but THC. It's not even weed. You just look at it and it just like absorbs into your body.
Go.
Oh, wait. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, ghost kid. There's a ghost kid.
What the? Why didn't they blur his face? That's rude.
Because they fucked up. I think we could report that, but I don't want to. This one's creepier. Look at this. Giant head, weird legs here.
Wait, hold up. Is that the same chick as before?
God, I hope not. Hang on.
She's been standing there for like 8 hours.
I kind of want to take a screenshot of this. Let me see. I want a rectangular region. Look how frightening that is.
Wait, make it bigger so you can see the edge of that guy's face.
Oh, that too? Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Here we go. Like this?
No. Zoom in.
In?
Whoa. You see that guy's head right there?
Where?
That guy's head. The big fucking weird ass head.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Like, get like that whole area.
Oh, yeah. I'm on it. Zomp. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. There we go. So you can see the back of his head and how it's clearly ghost-like.
Oh, God.
There's hella ghosts.
That's going to be... I'm going to make that someone's avatar for sure.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe I didn't find any pictures of guards. I know they have them.
They have to.
Hang on. Let's find
them. I learned something interesting about the Revolutionary War. If the colonists had decided to use bows and arrows instead of these newfangled muskets that everybody had, we would have won so much faster. The colonists. Like, America, if we had used bows and arrows instead of those shitty-ass smoothbore muskets that the British had...
Yeah, we could have reloaded them way faster.
Reloaded way faster, way better shots, a lot more accurate, and everybody knows how to use one.
It's true.
So rather than, line up... Bang! We just fucking mow them down in a hail of fucking arrows.
It was a sad oversight of the time.
Yeah, no. This is why if I ever go back in time, I'm going to kill Washington and I'm going to become him.
You'll just don his wig and his teeth.
And find a way to make myself 6'20".
All right, so these are the guys that guard the Vatican. The Pontifical Swiss Guard, blah, blah, is a minor armed forces and honor guards unit maintained by the Holy See that protects the Pope and the Apostolic Palace, serving as the de facto military of Vatican City.
What's their numbers look like? Here, go to recruitment and service.
135 men.
Oh, come on.
Not much.
We could fucking take them.
Recruits to the guards must be Catholic single males with Swiss citizenship who have completed basic training with the Swiss armed forces. What the hell's wrong with my voice? And can obtain certificates of good conduct. Recruits must have a professional degree or high school diploma between ages of 19 and 30 and at least 5'8.5". In 2009, Pontifical Swiss Guard Commandant Daniel Anrig suggested the Guard might someday be open to recruiting women, but added that the admission for female recruits remained far in the future. Qualified applicants must apply to serve. If accepted, new Guards are sworn in on the 6th of May every year in the San Damaso Courtyard in the Vatican. The chaplain of the Guard reads aloud the oath of the languages in the languages of the Guard. Do you want to hear the oath?
No.
Okay. When his name is called, each guard approaches the Pontifical Swiss Guard's flag, grasping the banner in his left hand. He raises his right hand with his thumb, index, and middle finger extended along three axes, a gesture which symbolizes the Holy Trinity. That sounds like you're just flipping someone off. Thumb, index, and middle finger extended along three axes. How do you do that?
Thumb, index, and middle.
I'm getting this. That's pretty close. This is definitely just a holy flip off, though.
Yeah, no. This is how you flip off Satan.
It kind of hurts. I'm gonna stop.
You're like flipping off Satan, but also giving him the sign of the cross, so he fucking runs.
Oh, and this is the uniform you have to wear.
What? Why do they look like they belong in a fucking circus? I saw them in the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's a 135 man circus.
Yeah,
you're guarding the Pope, man. Oh, you get these cool hats sometimes though.
And you have to wear that. That shit looks heavy as a motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure.
You know who could be all of those guys?
Who?
Me, by myself.
Probably, yeah. I mean, these guys are armed with, like... This guy isn't even... He has no weapons. Nothing. Just his gun.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you get...
Sweep the leg.
Dude, it would... I really don't think it would take that much to storm that entire place.
Here we go. Equipment. Eponymous main weapon of the Halberdiers is the halberd.
Isn't that just like a... Yeah.
Halberd is a, it's like an axe sword kind of thing. It's a mixture.
You know what? I respect you for being able to use one of those things, but.
Outdated.
Yeah, no. When I pull up with my M4, I'm going to win.
Armory preserves a collection of historical plate armor. Oldest specimens date to 1580, while the majority originates in the 18th century.
Oh, they all carry a sword, too? So you know what? I'm willing to bet they're all pretty fucking good with those.
They probably are. Swiss Guard and their function as bodyguards are equipped with SIG SAR P220s and SIG SG550 rifles, also in use by Swiss Army. As recruits, the Swiss Guard must have passed basic military training. They're already familiar with these weapons when they begin their service. Pepper spray used by the Swiss Army is also in use. The Glock 19 pistol and Heckler & Koch MP7 submachine gun are reportedly also carried by Swiss Guard members in their function as plainclothes bodyguards.
Okay, so they're kitted out.
They've done some updating.
If it was nothing but guys in plate armor with fucking halberds and swords, I could take them out myself. But if they're fucking rocking the SIG weapons, I think I'll leave them alone.
Yeah, I bet.
I really got to get into that fucking library, though.
The SIG guys, they're next to the Pope. They're guarding him, and the guys guarding the library, they're in the weird, they look like the Joker in every deck of cards, so those are the guys you can beat up, and you can definitely go get those forbidden books.
Yeah, no, if I ever see them, I'm just like, hey, make me laugh, funny man. They look like jesters.
Exactly.
Hey, can you fucking juggle?
They're just missing bells on their hats. All right. Go and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not even watching to it. TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements before we get
the hell out of here.
If those guys consistently trained, they must have like a soundproof underground bunker because you would hear gunfire nonstop from there.
You need
so
to
I don't
have
think,
a bunker.
I don't think they train like at all. And shooting's a super perishable skill. We can talk about this more later. It's whatever.
We'll figure this out. We'll storm the gates and we'll get our hands on the alien Bible.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is they have.
Or
all right.
We'll die.
Or we'll die. You'll find out next week. All right. We're out, everybody.